Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest hosted every show on The Buzz and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock, and get out on the water.
Great to have Chris. You've done a few shows out here at Fletcher, right?
Yeah, a couple, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird how that just doesn't happen on Monday very often. This is sort of special circumstances, and we're glad to have you.
Yeah, great to be here.
And I know Christian did a good job last week. You guys did the shows all together last
Christian
week.
Did a great job. He held down the fort all week.
Frank, I don't know why. I just feel I have the commitment that I must call the hogs when I'm over. It's special. I've done it. We've done it together, Roger, in
Times Square.
In Times Square.
Did we do it in Scotland?
I think we did it probably in Scotland.
Had to, right?
What's so funny is that the people at Stonehenge didn't care. They're just like, what's up with that guy? Yeah. Just they think
there's
I'm doing
so much crazy in the world today that yours was lame.
They were doing it. And how about Roger's new glasses there, you guys?
Oh,
you see that?
And normally it's my signature eyewear.
He goes black rims.
I still have them. I'm just
In addition to all the sports talk we had today.
So no applause for my new glasses?
Thank you
very much. Frank, you like it?
Everything's happening to you.
Yeah.
Hair.
It is. The hair's coming in.
What other new app things on your body?
I'll send you a pic.
Late at night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We are here at Fletcher Dodge.
Good comeback. Yeah,
before we go to break, I was going to say, got some amazing birthdays today. One including Marilyn Monroe. Birthday, Frank and Zippy. How old would Marilyn Monroe be today if she were alive? What would you guess?
82.
What do you think, Frank?
87.
She would be 100 years old today. Oh. How about that?
Can I throw one at you?
Yeah.
Real quick, because I saw something. It was the birth or death of Yul Brynner, and what the anniversary of that spot that he did. If you guys don't know who Yul Brynner is, he's the one who played Ramses in Ten Commandments. Okay, he was
King and Isle.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir. He died at the age of, and the last thing he said was, they did it for American Cancer Society, was, if I could tell you anything, don't smoke.
Yeah.
And this was after he died. They used this for that reason. He died at like the age of 56. Yeah. I think it was like, which is so much younger than we are right now. Yeah. And then the other thing that I saw, if you like documentaries, you're talking about Marilyn Monroe, was that I downloaded some things to watch while I was away. And one of them was Band of Brothers. I'd never seen it all. And then I watched the original guys talk about it.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. And then was Mariska Hargitay, who's the actress. She is the daughter of Jane Mansfield. If you can watch that on HBO, watch the new thing that she did about it, because she was, they wanted her to be like Marilyn Monroe and that sort of thing. What a documentary that is on Mariska Hargitay. If you could watch that. I apologize.
It's also the anniversary of the plane crash in Little Rock, Frank. I don't know if you remember the American Airlines jet.
I remember it very well.
Yeah, and you know what? And I think, if I'm not mistaken, I got the Buzz.
Absolutely.
Who is now a singer.
Baber.
Baber.
That's right.
Was on that plane, and I think 9 people died, right? I think it was 11 people died. Yeah, that was on this day in 1999. Only got a couple of minutes. We'll have more to talk. But Zippy, I guess you guys did deals on the weekend, but you're going to make sure and do those deals today as well, right?
That's right. It's very important you understand today's the last day of the month. You got 6 brand new models out here with 0% interest. And then on the trucks, we've got 72 months at 2.9 plus all of Frank's discounts. So you can get the green tag special price and you can get 2.9. And if we're really hunting for a payment, we can do 84 months at 4.9.
84 months. Good Lord have mercy. I remember back in the day, I think you used to have just go 3 back in the 80s, I think.
We're going to do a real special deal today we've never done. Anybody buys a new vehicle today before we close, it's one day only.
Uh-oh.
We are going to give you coupons that you can come to the Riverfront Steakhouse on Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night. For a month, once a week for a month, four times,
wow.
You can bring the special one and have your choice of whatever you want.
It's a heck of a deal. Not one, not two, not three, but four times you get to take your honey.
Like, $600 worth of food.
It is. Wow. All right, there you go.
That's a pretty good deal.
That's a great deal.
So, thinking about trading Wednesday, you might want to think about trading Monday.
Yeah, that's right. So right now the wife leans over to her husband and says, get out of Fletcher today. Get
All the folks I know, look at your trucks if your business. We need your business today before close. This is our extra day of the month because the month ended on the weekend. So all of my friends out there that are driving their cars morning, do me a favor, try to make a sale with us today. And I'm going to feed you like a king and a queen for a month.
Don't forget, now the Razorback season may be over, but we got somebody else to still root for, the Trojans of Little Rock.
Really, you remember the Mike Newell years?
Yes.
ULR, Arkansas's baseball team.
Yeah, they're playing this week, coming weekend. That's the only one. All right, don't go away. 7 o'clock.
All right, 7:06 on this Monday, June 1st. We're here at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram with Frank Fletcher and Zippy. They're doing deals today. We'll get to that here in just a second. Chris Kane also joins us, sponsored by Trader Bills. And so much to cover if you've missed it the first hour. Obviously, the Razorback season comes to a close for both baseball and softball last night. As Frank said, no matter how many times we would get runs in baseball, we'd go back out there, and it was just it was 5-0. It was looking good against Kansas, and it was over with by then. 13-10, I think, was the final. And then Dave Van Horn talked about hey, we need more pitching, and that's what's going to happen. So the women, they come to a close, with a World Series visit, and it was not the way they wanted to end. They got beat.
But that first game was
a great game against Nebraska. Had the chance and just to get there. It's now that she's got that bear off of her back and just that she's done it. She I think everybody respects her. She'll continue to make that program go. The Razorback golf team, they're out. So really, only left for Razorback sports is track and field, which is usually number one in the country. But the other big story is the Trojans of Little Rock. They win their regional last night. They beat Jacksonville State. They'd already beaten Southern Miss. And so Chris Curry and the Trojans will be playing the winner of Florida and Troy. And that game, so whoever wins that game today, it will either be in Gainesville or where's Troy at?
Believe in Troy, Alabama.
Troy, Alabama. Yeah. So that will happen this weekend. We'll visit with Chris Curry tomorrow. He's saying Frank is a chip in a chair, and this team is 16-3 in the postseason in 2 years in a row. It's fun. Listen, and they played Arkansas this year. They played Ole Miss this year, regular season. I think all those games, helped them prepare for the tournament play, and so it's going to be exciting. And listen, if you're a Trojan supporter and you don't find a way to get down and support, now being Gainesville might be a little difficult, but if you're a big supporter, you got to get down there and support this. The first ever Super Regional appearance ever. So you have that going on. So congratulations to them. We'll visit with Chris tomorrow. We also have you got NBA action going on. You got the Spurs and the Knicks. The Knicks haven't won a title since 1973. What's the first night of that of the NBA?
Wednesday
night. So Christian's all over that.
Last time, of course, the Knicks made it was 99. When they played the Spurs.
It's been a long time. So anyway, it's good to see some new faces in there with San Antonio, and then. You got hockey. I know some of our listeners said, hey, there's some hockey fans out here. And
sure there are.
Chris is our hockey correspondent.
Yeah, thank you,
appreciate
Chris.
All eight hockey listeners for chiming in on the text line this morning.
We need them.
We got to have them.
We'll take them.
Yes.
The other thing, did Kyle Busch, did he pass while we were gone? I think he did.
Friday you left.
Okay. Yeah, 41 years old, and he just got get an infection or something, or
pneumonia, and
sepsis. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe that can happen, and they can't find a way to save you.
Well, I don't. By all accounts, once you get that, it's
I guess so.
And I don't know somebody else. I don't know who else has passed from that, but
I guess so.
It's terrible.
We'll visit. One thing going back. Normally we visit with Camden Kojal on Monday, so the Razorback. We'll wait and do that another day this week. Same thing with Ella McDowell. We'll visit with her one day this week. So just let them sort of get back to Fayetteville and get ducks in a row. Now, Frank, you were asking me during the break. You were saying that Baz, you went to Amsterdam, London, and Bath. He said,
yeah, I want to know about those working girls. Over there in Amsterdam.
So funny. So
you mean at the McDonald's that you got a food stall? Is that what you mean?
I don't know if Frank heard that story or not. So Jessica, because that's an interesting thing. It is a thing in Amsterdam, the red light district.
Well, yeah.
So Jessica hires.
And so Jessica's the one that's
Jessica hires what she thinks, has been told, a former lady, lady of the night, retired. And so they give us the tour. So we come up there. I spot the lady walking across. I knew that. I said, that's her.
What was she wearing?
I could just tell
just
by
the way she carried herself.
Yeah, so she comes up. We're talking. She goes, she's got the accent and all that. And so I have to ask her. And I said, now, just to be clear, you used to be in this profession, correct? She goes, oh, I can't believe you would ask me that. No. And I said, no offense.
Wow.
I said, no offense. I was just checking to see if your knowledge of what you're getting ready to show us is because
your primary.
It's because and so
it's part of her revenue stream.
So Jessica told me that she was the whoever blinded up said yes. Yeah, so anyway, so
you got your foot in your mouth.
Well, that's okay. By the end of the deal, we looked around. Jessica looked at each other and said, I don't know. I think she might have. But she's like, how dare you ask me? So anyway, so we start going through this, going in these streets. They've got these canals, and they've got these streets. And they're really, this was done 600 years ago, the way that they designed this town with all these canals. But they're smaller little cut-throughs between each road. And the cut-through is where they had a lot of the red light district. And you walk by, and they would have doors and windows where the girls would be. Dancing, looking, come on in, that kind of deal. Now, if you walk by with like a couple, they would sometimes not look you in the eye. But I will say this, just being a manly man, Roger, that I was impressed with the great shape of said workers there in the red light district. I was expecting maybe to see a couple.
They're all fitness.
I thought maybe we see a couple 220s.
These are professionals.
Why would you think
these
that?
Are?
I don't
this
know.
This is the red light district.
I know,
what
but
you
still, you got you fans now. We fans, whatever it is, you know, you can go online and make it. You make it like this is the old school way of being in a window.
Well,
seal.
Do they have different streets for 40 and over? I mean,
that's like the major league of red light districts, though.
It is
well,
the major. It is the major league.
You document everything.
They have it in grandfather areas.
You're calling the hogs at Stonehenge. Did
yes.
you not video any of that?
So our guide says you cannot.
Send me the video.
Our guide says you cannot take pictures. She goes, we'll be kicked out of here. You can. She's if you pull out a camera, they'll tell you.
You can pull out anything but a camera. Is that what you're telling me?
That's it.
Okay.
So I watched a couple, you know, the guys would come by and the girls would look at them and they close the door, boom, take care of business. But even Jessica,
boom.
Even Jessica, I said, after we got through, I said, were you a little surprised? She goes, yes. The talent level was much better than I expected because you know they're standing at a door.
No, you were about to say because you know what you're used to.
they're standing in a window, and so I walked away going, okay. Well, first I thought, what a.
Well, I hate to ask this, but what were they wearing?
They were wearing bikinis. They're wearing bikinis.
Two piece. And the colors?
Yeah. We'll say this just being first.
Did they have a hat on?
First thing I said. First thing, I would, because I am I do have a heart. The first thing I thought, this is a horrible way for somebody to have to make a living, is to stand in a window and beg people to come by and, you know, let me take care of it. I was just thinking how horrible of a life, you know, in the alleyway, basically what this is. So that was my first thing, and then the second was, like, wow, you've been in the gym. That was my.
That first thought went through real quick.
Yeah,
and it was,
yeah,
wow,
yeah.
That's
so that was my second thought, and so anyway, it was.
You fed the youngsters there in Amsterdam.
Did you hear that story, Frank?
Did you feed any of these girls?
So no, I did not.
You did
so,
not.
So Frank, so I stayed up till 3 o'clock in the morning at a bar watching the girls. Get to the World Series, so I called the Hogs out there, and so while I was calling the Hogs, I hear somebody yelling in the background, so I just kept doing it because I knew I was Facebook Live, and I think I recorded this one. I could hear him yelling something, and I posted it, and people going, do you hear what that guy behind you was saying? Or he was saying, free Palestine. So that, again, I'm out there doing this in the 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know, telling what's around me. People are going, honey, who's that screaming out there? So then I end up, I'm hungry at 3 o'clock in the morning. I go back to the hotel and they go, hey, is there any place for me to eat? And they go, they got a McDonald's around the corner. So I go over there and I get me something to eat. I'm so hungry, 3 o'clock, and I'm walking back and I feel something come up behind me. And I think, oh, it's just, you know, and all of a sudden somebody grabs my bag of McDonald's and takes off. And it was a kid, or like a 15-year-old kid, takes off, and I'm screaming at him, I'm hungry! And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm screaming at him and yelling at him. And so I decided to watch him. And so he goes a long way. He walks a long way. So I didn't go back to my house. I watched him, and he circles back around. He didn't think that I would be paying attention to him. He just snatched my food. I'm disappointed in my reaction.
Most people don't follow him.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm following him. So I take off after him. So I just sort of maneuver my way, and I see him meet up with his buddies. And so, I, like an idiot, 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday, I get shot at there, his dad. And I walked up. I said, "Man, I said, you that hungry? You guys steal my food?" And I said, "You guys that hungry? Is that the deal?" I said, "Are you guys hungry?" I said, "Come here." I said, "I'm gonna buy you guys a food." So I said, "Come on with it." So I took all three of them, including and I said, "Where are your parents at? Where's your mom and dad?" They said, "No mom and dad. That mom and dad not around.
They're in a window."
That's right. So I went back, and so by the obviously the kid who had snatched my food from me gave me my food back. He said, "I'm so sorry." I said, "No." I said, "Come on." So we went back in my dad said, "Get whatever you want." I said, so I got to talk with him, 14, 15, 16
That's
years
great.
Old.
That's
yeah.
Great.
Anyway, and so I said, "Eat up all you want to," and he kept apologizing. I said, "No, don't worry about it." Anyway, just sort of a sad deal that you got a 14-year-old at 3 o'clock in the morning says his parents aren't around and he has to snatch food from people.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and of course I got back to the room, and let's just say that was not a pleasant visit with
not
Jessica.
She did not see
where. So I go Facebook Live for that one too. I said, "You got to believe what just happened. Just had an amazing story of a kid who I get snatched." And so I put it on Facebook Live. He's like, "Really? You know, we're on vacation. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know where you're at." How I have to find out where you're at on Facebook Live. That's your post.
How's their McDonald's over there?
I was going to ask you, because I know the McDonald's in Arkansas, the food's going to taste the same in Austin, Texas. Did it taste the same?
It did. Okay. Their Cokes over there didn't taste quite as good. What were you saying, Christian?
Did you get a Royale with cheese in Amsterdam?
Royale with cheese. I didn't. But it turned out to be a good story. That was a fun story. It was a positive. Found out here that Scotty Thurman was over there around the same time I was there. But it was, again, here's the thing that shocked me, Frank. Do you know what the population is of London? Does anybody know?
No.
You want me to take a shot at that? Take a shot.
7 million.
11 million. It's bigger than New York. It's bigger than New York.
Yeah, New York's 8 million.
I was stunned. I could not believe it. Maybe I'm wrong here. I'm sorry. I think it was 9 million for London. New York's 8 million. That's right. And so I was stunned that London is one of the biggest cities in the world. I had no idea that it was that big. And of course they've got, there's a lot of people over there of different nationalities and all that. And there's, you know, they got a history of theater and all those kind of things. And of course, you know, Warren Stevens is the ambassador over there, which is really a cool thing. And so we were able to see some of the old things like Westminster Abbey, where all the things we saw, the jewels were the crown they come out with. They just crowned King, what was his name?
Charles.
All the jewelry that is a place where Tower of London, where you can go see it.
And were they able to get you appointments to get in there?
No, we're not Frank Fletcher. Now Frank Fletcher calls over there.
They wouldn't even know my name.
You don't want to go meet with Ambassador Stevens and renew the Touchdown Club membership
Let me tell you what, Warren Stevens. There's not another Arkansan who went over there and called the Hogs in the Stonehenge. Nobody else is doing that. So anyway, no, but he. This is pretty cool. You think about that. Two of the biggest ambassadorships in the world are held by Arkansans. One is Warren Stevens, which is that UK is maybe the biggest.
It is.
And then Governor Sanders.
And then Huckabee is Israel, which right now is obviously one of the most important in the world. So pretty cool to see Arkansas represented.
Well, those are two big ones.
Let me tell you what. The other thing, the last day we're there, we're driving back, and this guy gets in there. He's probably in his 70s. He goes, "So where y'all from?" And we would usually say United States, because I was surprised most of the time when we said Arkansas, people didn't know. Where? And that we would just go Bill Clinton and go, yeah, where's Arkansas? Most did not know.
Near Texas.
Yeah, that was right. That was most of them knew where Texas was. Huh. But we got in there, and there was an old cab driver, 70. He goes, "Who are you?" "Arkansas." He said, "Well, you know the famous Jimmy Driftwood, the one of the greatest musicians of all time." And he's speaking with an English accent.
Sure.
And then he starts something. The next thing you know, he punches up a song. "Arkansas, everything's better in Arkansas." It's the Jimmy Driftwood Arkansas song. So he starts talking about music in America, and he knows more about Jimmy Driftwood. He was one who wrote "Battle of New Orleans." Remember? And so that was sort of an interesting thing that most did not know much about.
I'm surprised Johnny Cash's name.
Well, he did. Yeah, Johnny Cash. That's what we'd always say. We'd say Arkansas. We'd say Johnny Cash.
Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. Always throw that out there. Yeah. I didn't know about saying it's over there by Texas. I don't know why they would know Texas. I'm wonder why that
is. I guess just because it's so
much bigger.
So bigger, that okay. kind of deal. So anyway, it was a fast. It makes me appreciate America when I get back.
Being in Mexico.
Same thing.
Well, where we were at the resort, and it's almost like, again, there's more expensive ones, I'm quite sure. Where we stayed at, the rooms were great. It was quote-unquote a luxury suite and that sort of thing. But it's almost like when you go to Buffalo River, some of those places, you don't get these rooms to stay in them. You're not there to stay in them and enjoy a lot of the amenities that you have there. Although when you get all-inclusive, room service and all that type thing is available. You don't get to do that. But driving to and from, and then when you get down into the city and all that, and you see, I'm talking about the shanty towns between the airports.
See more poverty. Poverty,
oh, yeah. it's just the dirt roads, and you know that the buildings that the cinder block buildings, if that, some buildings are built out of pallets and that sort of thing, and you sit there thinking, you know, I wonder, you know. Is $5 enough of a tip when you just to get the guy to take you? Because you got to take a golf cart in every place you want to go. Really, at the resort you wanna, and you know, and I mean, I took several hundred dollars in ones and fives, and I'm thinking, well, I don't know if I should turn them over to pesos. I'm trying to figure out the exchange rate and all that, and I'm asking, which is better for you? If I give you pesos, if I give you American money? Oh, absolutely. Whichever one's best. Because the Coke is a lot different because they use real sugar. Coca-Cola down that way as well, but it's eye opening.
Well, this is interesting about the tips in Europe. They have the tip already built in, and so they really don't ask you for it. I'm sure the waiters over there would be, you know, but they basically, it's built into it. It's 12%, and that's
well, you
what
did that when you were in Europe
else.
The last,
yeah,
well,
yeah,
wherever you were
yeah.
last time.
That's a good policy.
The other thing I thought was funny, Frank, you'll appreciate this, and the first place, the first night we're there, the first nice restaurant, the steak restaurant, and I was full. I did good. I lost a few pounds while I was on the trip, which is a miracle, but we had a big, nice steak, and we had a lot left over, so I said, can we get this to go back to the room? And
I've been through that.
And they said, we don't have to-go boxes. Like, what? You don't have to-go boxes?
You just carry it out.
What do you mean you don't have to-go boxes? We don't do to-go boxes here. Like, what do you mean you don't have to-go boxes? Like,
I wish you would have said because people steal your food when you're carrying it.
They don't have a refrigerator or a to-go box.
They don't have a fridge.
That's right. No fridge.
So it's like, darn, let me try to eat some more.
Jessica, put this in your purse.
So you'll appreciate this, Frank. So we did find one the last day we were there that did something to go. And Jessica and I, listen, I wanted to go. It was good pasta. So we had the train ride to go back to London, and Jessica didn't know, but I stuck the food in my bag so that on going back on the train, I could get it out of the bag. And I said, because I know she would say, don't do that. You'll get pasta all over the clothes. Pulled it out on the train ride back to look her here. Boom. Yes. She goes, you rascal. And I said, listen, let me tell you what. I'm not wasting food. No. I don't waste good food.
Listen, it's in Jurassic Park. Life will find a way.
Anyway, it was also fun to try to keep up with the sports going on. And I know you guys did a good job on the show this past week, Chris and Christian. And I'm glad you guys took care of business. Yeah. It was a busy week. I mean, with the Trojans playing and the softball and the baseball. You can almost make the argument. I saw a lot of people say that the baseball playoffs is almost – is fun and entertaining as what the basketball is in the sense college basketball because you're in different places. If you think about this, Arkansas starting softball was in Fayetteville a few weeks ago. They end up going to Oklahoma City. Razorbacks, of course, you know, they're in Kansas.
Hoover, Alabama.
It started there. Went from that week. Yeah.
I was going to say, Chris, you could argue that the NCAA baseball tournament is like the last bastion of really actual Cinderellas in sports.
Yeah, where you've got there were several. Now they're about, I think, five or six, I think, SEC teams. I don't know if you've got the list that are going to go to super regionals. I think by the end of the day today, I think there's three or four that are guaranteed, right? There's Oklahoma's in the mix. That's
Florida
one.
Florida's
Auburn another
could,
one.
Which they're playing Milwaukee, who has a negative record, which would be a big Cinderella.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin is in the mix in this thing. So
I thought Auburn got beat.
They play the decisive final game today.
I had thought they did too, Frank. But they
did.
Yeah.
They did, but they have to get beat again. I
believe. Yeah, they have to get beat twice. So Georgia advanced. Did you see the guy? Did you see the home run guy of the Georgia was? And he was hot. He was doing too much, waving at the crowd and turning around, and they threw him out of the game. And I guess did the run count? I don't know if the run counted or not. It did count. But then he has to miss the next game. And the guy was being too much of a showboat. You got Florida and Oklahoma. Mississippi State advances. Let's see who else. North Carolina advances. Oregon advances. Ole Miss advanced. Ole Miss is back in the darn thing after all that, you know, after the year they had there. And as I mentioned, Oklahoma's got to play Georgia Tech. And I love looking here and seeing the Little Rock Trojans advancing to the Super Regional. So we'll take a break. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. I'm sure tomorrow we'll do graffiti, Roger, and I'm sure there'll be stories. There'll be some fun things about whether it be the Red Light District or McDonald's being stolen.
Yeah.
You've already heard the deal of the day. Let's repeat it. If you buy a new car today,
we're going to give you for 1 month, once a week, dinner for two at the steakhouse.
which is worth $120.
We're going to feed you for a month.
Yeah.
Two people.
Yeah. So it's basically, that's a $500+ bonus.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and if you're like Double R, though, you get that to-go box from that salad bar. If you can raise it even more, it could be $1,000.
Double R is like me.
And we got six.
Like Double R.
But, this is also... It's going to be a great deal. So we also are going to forget about that. We're going to make you the deal of a lifetime because we have got to have this business today. So I'm telling you right now, you just come out here. You tell us what kind of deal you want. You be the boss. I'm authorizing you to take my place today.
Ooh,
and tell
nice.
Mr. Zippy
nice.
What the price is going to be. So we really need your business and all of my friends and associates and people I know. Call somebody else and say, Frank's in trouble. Let's get out there and get him some business.
Don't forget the champion salute. If you've got a kid this summer that does great things on the baseball, softball field, or dancing, gymnastics, cheerleading, volleyball, give us their name. We'll give them a shout-out in the 7 o'clock hour during the summer. Got a lot of things. Got NASCAR we're going to be taking a trip to do, Roger. We're also going to do, Frank, something that Roger hadn't even talked to him about, is that we're going to do a tour. We're going to pick about 5 spots in Arkansas that have restaurants that are 100 years old. There's about 5 of them or 7 of them that are 100 years old and still operating. Now, they've changed places, but we're going to go. And I've been to one of them before, the White House down in Camden, I think it's Camden. So anyway, we got a lot of summer adventure coming up. We got the Ladies of Mayhem. That's going to be a funny one. We're going to get our significant others to come on the show.
I thought you were talking about Ladies in Window. I didn't know.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Don't go away at 7:30 here at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram.